اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل، نعم المولى ونعم النصير. أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم الرحمن الرحيم ذو الجلال والإكرام وأتوب إليه. اللهم كن لوليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة ولياً وحافظاً وقائداً وناصراً ودليلاً وعيناً حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعاً وتمتعه فيها طويلاً. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم إني أفتتح الثناء بحمدك وأنت مسدد للصواب بمنك وأيقنت أنك أنت أرحم الراحمين في موضع العفو والرحمة وأشد المعاقبين في موضع النكال والنقمة وأعظم المتجبرين في موضع الكبرياء والعظمة. اللهم أذنت لي في دعائك ومسألتك فاسمع يا سميع مدحتي وأجب يا رحيم دعوتي وأقل يا غفور عثرتي. فكم يا إلهي من كربة قد فرجتها وهموم قد كشفتها وعثرة قد أقلتها ورحمة قد نشرتها وحلقة بلاء قد فككتها. الحمد لله الذي لم يتخذ صاحبة ولا ولدا ولم يكن له شريك في الملك ولم يكن له ولي من الذل وكبره تكبيرا. الحمد لله بجميع محامده كلها على جميع نعمه كلها. الحمد لله الذي لا مضاد له في ملكه ولا منازع له في أمره. الحمد لله الذي لا شريك له في خلقه ولا شبيه له في عظمته. الحمد لله الفاشي في الخلق أمره وحمده الظاهر بالكرم مجده الباسط بالجود يداه الذي لا تنقص خزائنه ولا تزيده كثرة العطاء إلا جودا وكرما إنه هو العزيز الوهاب. اللهم إني أسألك قليلا من كثير مع حاجة بي إليه عظيمة هناك عنه قديم وهو عندي كثير وهو عليك سهل يسير. اللهم إن عفوك عن ذنبي وتجاوزك عن خطيئتي وصفحك عن ظلمي وسترك على قبيح عملي وحلمك عن كثير جرمي عندما كان من خطئي وعمدي أطمعني في أن أسألك ما لا أستوجبه منك الذي رزقتني من رحمتك وأريتني من قدرتك وعرفتني من إجابتك فصرت أدعوك آمنا وأسألك مستأنسا لا خائفا ولا وجلا مدلا عليك فيما قصدت فيه إليك فإن أبطأ عني عتبت بجهلي عليك ولعل الذي أبطأ عني هو خير لي لعلمك بعاقبة الأمور فلم أرى مولا كريما أصبر على عبد اللئيم منك علي يا رب إنك تدعوني فأولي عنك وتتحبب إلي فأتبغض إليك وتتودد إلي فلا أقبل منك كأن لي التطول عليك فلم يمنعك ذلك من الرحمة لي والإحسان إلي والتفضل علي بجودك وكرمك فارحم عبدك الجاهل وجد عليه بفضل إحسانك إنك جواد كريم. الحمد لله مالك الملك مجري الفلك مسخر الرياح فالق الإصباح ديان الدين رب العالمين. الحمد لله على حلمه بعد علمه والحمد لله على عفوه بعد قدرته والحمد لله على طول أناته في غضبه وهو قادر على ما يريد. الحمد لله خالق الخلق باسط الرزق فالق الإصباح ذي الجلال والإكرام والفضل والإنعام الذي بعد فلا يرى وقرب فشهد النجوى تبارك وتعالى. الحمد لله الذي ليس له منازع يعادله ولا شبيه يشاكله ولا ظهير يعاضده قهر بعزته الأعزاء وتواضع لعظمته العظماء فبلغ بقدرته ما يشاء. الحمد لله الذي يجيبني حين أناديه ويستر علي كل عورة وأنا أعصيه ويعظم النعمة علي فلا أجازيه فكم من موهبة هنيئة قد أعطاني وعظيمة مخوفة قد كفاني وبهجة مونقة قد أراني فأثني عليه حامدا وأذكره مسبحا. الحمد لله الذي لا يهتك حجابه ولا يغلق بابه ولا يرد سائله ولا يخيب آمله. الحمد لله الذي يؤمن الخائفين وينجي الصالحين ويرفع المستضعفين ويضع المستكبرين ويهلك ملوكا ويستخلفه آخرين. والحمد لله قاصم الجبارين مبير الظالمين مدرك الهاربين نكال الظالمين صريخ المستصرخين موضع حاجات الطالبين معتمد المؤمنين الحمد لله الذي من خشيته ترعد السماء وسكانها وترجف الأرض وعمارها وتموج البحار ومن يسبح في غمراتها الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله الحمد لله الذي يخلق ولم يخلق ويرزق ولا يرزق ويطعم ولا يطعم ويميت الأحياء ويحيي الموتى وهو حي لا يموت بيده الخير وهو على كل شيء قدير اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وأمينك وصفيك وحبيبك وخيرتك من خلقك وحافظ سرك ومبلغ رسالاتك أفضل وأحسن وأجمل وأكمل وأزكى وأنمى وأطيب وأطهر وأسنى وأكثر ما صليت وباركت وترحمت وتحننت وسلمت على أحد من عبادك وأنبيائك ورسلك وصفوتك وأهل الكرامة عليك من خلقك اللهم وصل على علي أمير المؤمنين ووصي رسول رب العالمين عبدك ووليك وأخي رسولك وحجتك على خلقك وآيتك الكبرى والنبأ العظيم وصل على الصديقة الطاهرة فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين وصل على سبطي الرحمة وإمامي الهدى الحسن والحسين سيدي شباب أهل الجنة وصل على أئمة المسلمين علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والخلف الهادي المهدي حججك على عبادك وأمنائك في بلادك صلاة كثيرة دائمة اللهم وصل على ولي أمرك القائم المؤمل والعدل المنتظر وحفه بملائكتك المقربين وأيده بروح القدس يا رب العالمين اللهم اجعله الداعي إلى كتابك والقائم بدينك استخلفه في الأرض كما استخلفت الذين من قبله مكن له دينه الذي ارتضيته له أبدله من بعد خوفه أمنا يعبدك لا يشرك بك شيئا اللهم أعزه وأعزز به انصره وانتصر به انصره نصرا عزيزا وافتح له فتحا يسيرا واجعل له من لدنك سلطانا نصيرا اللهم أظهر به دينك وسنة نبيك حتى لا يستخفي بشيء من الحق مخافة أحد من الخلق اللهم إنا نرغب إليك في دولة كريمة تعز بها الإسلام وأهله وتذل بها النفاق وأهله وتجعلنا فيها من الدعاة إلى طاعتك والقادة إلى سبيلك وترزقنا بها كرامة الدنيا والآخرة اللهم ما عرفتنا من الحق فحملنا وما قصرنا عنه فبلغنا اللهم المن به شعثنا واشعب به صدعنا وارتق به فتقنا وكثر به قلتنا وأعزز به ذلتنا وأغن به عائلنا واقض به عن مقرمنا واجبر به فقرنا وسد به خلتنا ويسر به عسرنا وبيض به وجوهنا وفك به أسرنا وأنجح به طلبتنا وأنجز به مواعيدنا واستجب به دعوتنا وأعطنا به سؤلنا وبلغنا به من الدنيا والآخرة آمالنا وأعطنا به فوق رغبتنا يا خير المسؤولين وأوسع المعطين اشف به صدورنا وأذهب به غيظ قلوبنا واهدنا به لما اختلف فيه من الحق بإذنك إنك تهدي من تشاء إلى صراط مستقيم وانصرنا به على عدوك وعدونا إله الحق آمين. اللهم إنا نشكو إليك فقدان نبينا صلواتك عليه وآله وغيبة ولينا كثرة عدونا وقلة عددنا وشدة الفتن بنا وتظاهر الزمان علينا فصل على محمد وآل محمد وأعنا على ذلك بفتح منك تعجله وبضر تكشفه ونصر تعزه وسلطان حق تظهره ورحمة منك تجللنا وعافية منك تلبسناها برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. صلوات.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا وطبيب نفوسنا وشفيع ذنوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المكرمين المنتجبين لا سيما بقية الله في الأراضين روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين إلى قيام يوم الدين. For the hastening and the return of our imam, let's recite the salawat. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه. We hope that inshallah all of you and all of us have been able to take advantage of these days and nights, and we ask Allah, if He hasn't forgiven us up to this point in the month of Ramadan, that He forgives us on this night of mercy, Thursday night. And we ask Him to do so by the right of Imam al-Hussein, salawatullah wa salamuhu alayh, whose night of ziyarah this is. And we hope that one of these months or years, we are able to be present in his noble and sacred shrine on such a night. What I'd like to remind us of briefly is the concept of Tawbah. This is the night of Tawbah, the month of Ramadan, one of the aspects of it, and we keep asking, oh Allah, free me from hellfire. Tawbah is very important. There's many aspects of tawbah and repentance that we need to learn of, discuss. What can cause tawbah? In other words, what is a good way of doing tawbah? What is the meaning of tawbah essentially and at its core? And then what wording is the best wording, or what way of asking Allah for forgiveness is the best way of doing it? And how do we know it's accepted? And so on and so forth. There's many, many aspects that are important. One of the aspects that I think is less spoken of is the aspect of helping people in the process of tawbah. Helping people in the process of tawbah. Helping people that we know are dealing with a problem. A problem in the way they worship God, in their behavior, we see something that does not really match what God has said. We don't have a responsibility to make everybody repent. That's not the idea. If we care for a person, if we want to, there is an option of trying to help them repent. This is other than Amr bil Ma'ruf wa Nahi anil Munkar. Amr bil Ma'ruf wa Nahi anil Munkar is a whole different topic that needs to be covered, and we need to understand that better than what we do. There's issues with the way we understand it. But tawbah, assisting someone else, helping someone else with tawbah, for them to turn away from the sin and cleanse themselves from that sin and, you know, become a better person. It's a choice. It's not a wajib thing like Amr Ma'ruf wa Nahi Anil Munkar is. If somebody wants, in a case they want to assist someone else in them repenting, which, as we said, we've sort of used these two ideas interchangeably, the idea of tawbah and making them change. That's really what tawbah is. The first change, of course, we have in hadith regarding tawbah is change of heart, and that is feeling guilt and regret. Kafa bin nadmi tawbatan. That is the bare minimum of tawbah. If somebody keeps going, continuing with their life, not even thinking what they did is wrong, besides their physical behavior, what has happened is that in their heart nothing has changed. The initial step towards change is in the heart, for a person to look back at what they did and decide that that was wrong, I shouldn't have done that, I regret that, which means that I want not to do that. That change is the bare minimum level of change. The sin of that act is gone, according to the hadith. Then from that point onwards, the change, is it going to be as simple as that, or is it going to remain at that level, or is it going to be growing and changing my behavior, where next time I am put in a similar situation, instead of doing the same thing all over again, then I decide to resist that temptation, that strong desire to do wrong. I resist it and I don't give into it and I stop myself. And then the next time, again, and the next time, until I've completely changed my behavior, that's the a complete tawbah, tawbah al-nasuh, as the Qur'an calls it. We have hadith asking, what is tawbah al-nasuh? It says, it's a tawbah that you don't go back to the same sin. You've changed your behavior. It's not just a small change in the heart, which is important. That's the base of it. If that doesn't happen, you cannot have behavioral change. You will not have any change in behavior if there is no change at the level of one's heart and their understanding and their feeling towards what they've done. in order to change a person, this idea of tawbah, very in a nutshell, we discussed very briefly, want to help a person get to that change in behavior. If we want, we can be involved with that. It is something we can. In fact, prophets and imams are always involved in that. They're the ones who help. That's the whole idea of shafa'a. They help the person change. We can, on a much lower scale, much smaller scale, one or two people, a few people maybe, where we feel we want to do it, we'd like to be involved in that process, we are allowed to. We can. That's a choice. What is the process? The first thing, just like if I were to repent, the first step would be for me to have a change of heart, for me to recognize what was done was wrong, and that I want to change that. That needs to happen first. So if we see someone that is struggling with something, they need to change. We are trying to help them change. So the first thing that needs to happen is to help them see, realize, understand what they did needs to change. What they're doing is not right. They need to come to understand that. How do you do that? There's different ways that it can be done. I can't say, oh, this is the recipe, this is the wording, you say this, and then they're like, oh, I realize. No, it's not really like that. It doesn't work like that. It involves creativity, it involves persistence. Sometimes it takes a while to get that person to realize what they did is wrong. But in order to engage in that, there needs to be a connection. There needs to be a way of communication that you're able to do that for that person. That may vary, but you need to first have that or develop that with the person where you can communicate in that way and you can say something effective. Be it that sometimes it may take a good amount of time before you can get that across to them and they're able to see that. But again, the idea is help them understand that this is wrong and it needs to change. To help them reach that conclusion. When we're talking about getting somebody else to reach a conclusion, make a decision, change their understanding perhaps of what they're doing, and realize they need to change that behavior, when we're talking about that, then that's a very, very difficult process. It's not something that in many cases just happens very quickly. And it's not something that you want to hear them tell you that they have changed. You want them to have changed internally, even if they never tell you. If you have a way of being able to see and read their behavior, and from their behavior tell that that has clicked in them, then that has been accomplished. You're not trying to get them to tell you. You're trying to help them change. And you're looking, trying to read the behavior and see if that's happened. But the idea is, you got to make that happen. They may come and tell you where they really haven't. Sometimes this happens. Parents push their children. They think that that's, you know, they're trying to help their children. They see something wrong. They want to help them change. That's what we're talking about. That's one of the instances. Sometimes it's between friends, between siblings. A child and their parent, meaning that the child is trying to change a behavioral pattern which is wrong in the parent and they want to do this. But the one example we're using right now, or we mentioned, is a parent wanting to change their child. What the parent wants to hear is for the child to say that what I'm doing is wrong. And they persist on that, they insist on it, and they're persistent until they get that from the child. Well, that doesn't necessarily mean they really believe, even if you get them to say that. It doesn't mean. You should change your perspective. You're trying not to simply make them not do this in your presence. You don't want you to be the reason why they do it. You want them to choose for Allah not to do this again. That's a whole different process. I don't want to get my child to change their behavior because I'm afraid of my image. That'll be nafs. Who cares? People want to think that I'm a horrible person. Well, I am. I personally, I don't know about you, I am. Like, they want to see the reality. Oh, this is who I am. It doesn't matter. If I am good, I'm good, whatever the people think. If I'm bad, I'm bad, whatever the people think. If my children are good, they're good, whatever people think. If they're bad, they're bad, whatever people think. If people want to think I'm bad because my children are... None of these are my choices, and none of these really affect me. And none of that is important because that shouldn't be the reason why I want to change someone. If that is, then that's not our conversation. If that's the reason why somebody wants to change their child or their parent or their sibling or their friend's behavior, then that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about genuinely helping a person repent, change their behavior. Well, you know, the example of Hur, Imam Hussein made him change, right? Imam al-Hussein helped him do the tawbah. It wasn't like, oh, Hur did tawbah and then Imam... No, Imam al-Hussein, with his behavior, with his words, sometimes directly addressing Hur, sometimes in a general audience, speaking to people, including Hur, trying to help whoever has enough in their heart to be able to be affected by those words, but help them make that choice. He helped him. He helped Zuhair ibn Qin change. He helped, assisted in that process of tawbah that Zuhair ibn Qin was involved in. Imam Hussein made him do tawbah. He helped him do tawbah. He assisted him. You want to change? Help that person change. Now, Imam al-Hussein said what he said. A lot of people heard. Perhaps some of those who were with Hur also heard. And they weren't even the commanders. Hur was the commander of that fleet that came and stopped Imam al-Hussein and kept him from going towards Kufa. The others that were under his command did less bad than he did. He led the whole fleet. Both of them were addressed by Imam al-Hussein. The behavior of Imam al-Hussein towards them to try to help them make repentance, make tawbah, change their behavior was done to all of them. They didn't change. Hur did change. Sometimes you do this, it doesn't work. They don't decide to change. Okay. I'm helping them do tawbah. I can't force anyone to do tawbah. La ikraha fiddin, this is the meaning of la ikraha fiddin. Not that there aren't times that governments can't force people to have a certain behavior. Yes, of course, in Islam, there's certain behavior that's enforced. People cannot fornicate in an Islamic society. They're not allowed to. If they talk about, oh, I did this with this person, with that person, they talk about it, four people hear it, that's confession. They confess it, court is going to rule that person is going to be, if it's adultery, then one penal code. If it's simple fornication, meaning they weren't married, then 100 lashes, as the Quran mentions. Well, that's forcing a certain behavior. It's enforcing a law. That's not deen though. That person can be fornicated, but fornicating in private. In public, it's being enforced. In private, they do that wrong. That's their deen. They want to do that. La ikraha fiddin. You can't force a person's religion to be something different. Tawbah has to do with not the behavior. It has to do with what's inside. That needs to change first. And if the behavior changes as a result of that, that's full tawbah. But if we change the behavior in a certain context, but the insight hasn't changed, then that's not tawbah. That is not tawbah. We don't want the children to just tell us that, yeah, I'm not going to do it again, or I don't think it's right, or I did wrong. Doesn't matter what they tell me. What matters is inside them. Aim for that. Know that is a delicate matter. Changing their thought process regarding what they did, their behavior, how they make their decisions, that's a delicate matter. That's not something that you can, with one conversation or bringing this reasoning or that. Prophets helped entire nations change. Of course, sometimes most of the nation decided not to. Only 5-6 people joined. But they aimed and they did what it would take for a person to change. But again, it's that person's choice. If they choose not to, then they're not going to. But the greatest prophet of all times, our prophet, look at what he did. He changed a whole nation, a whole people in Arabia, and started the change of the rest of the world, laid the foundations for that. So many people changed. Internally, they changed. They really changed. We have to learn from them. Look at how much effort they put into it and how patient they were, how kind they were. One of the essential elements in allowing for us to help, especially those closer to us, I gave the example of our children, if we want to change a behavior pattern that is not right. One of the essential things that is going to help us be able to have that impact is to be selfless, especially regarding this. That's why we mentioned the idea of don't do this because of your image. Don't do this because you don't like that action. It's none of my business from that aspect. My child is going to be buried in his or her grave. It really is not going to impact me. I'm going to be responsible with how I treated them. If I didn't teach them, then I'll be responsible from that perspective. It has nothing to do with their behavior, because you could teach them, they choose to go wrong. If the people chose to go against what the prophet said, is the prophet responsible? No. He did what he had to. They chose wrong. So the child's behavior is not something I'm going to be judged on the Day of Judgment. They're going to be judged for their own actions. Whatever I want is a different thing. This is how God's system is. If I taught them, I will be rewarded. If I didn't teach them, I won't be rewarded. I'll be punished. Even if they become good. We have children that became great people, but it wasn't their parents who did it. Parents are not going to get credit for something they didn't do. What a person does, كُلُّ نَفْسٍ بِمَا كَسَبَتْ رَهِينَةً إِنَّ لِلْإِنسَانِ مَا سَعَى. Okay. If I didn't miss anything in the wording there. For a person is what they act, their own behavior. Everyone is going to be rewarded or punished for their own deeds alone. God tells us in the Quran, the leaders of kufr and their followers in hellfire, the followers that followed those leaders, those who followed Trump, those Muslimin who followed Trump or followed Obama or followed Biden to hell on the Day of Judgment in hellfire, they're going to be saying, God, it's all because of them. They misled us. Increase their punishment. God says, everyone has their share. Yeah, they did wrong for them leading you. That's their act. And they're being punished. You followed. That's your behavior. You're responsible for that. And you're going to be punished for that. You can't say, oh, they led me. لِكُلٍ ضَعْفٌ. Each of you has their own share. I don't need to worry about that. I dislike this. Yeah, dislike the act. But why is it others do it? You don't have a problem with it. This child does it, you get irritated and you want to change that. Remove all other motives besides helping, assisting that person to change. All motives. I hate this act, that's why I don't want them. Well, that's nafs, I'm sorry. God said it's not a good behavior, but you're trying to change that behavior because you hate it. That's not a good reason to do it. I don't want my child to be doing this. Well, that's nafs. Our family is not known for this. Well, that's nafs. If any of that motive is there, even if you don't word it, you don't say it, if that's the reason, it's not going to be effective. It won't be effective. But if it's genuinely Allah said, as a parent, part of my compassion towards my child, part of that rahmah that I'm supposed to have towards my child, is to love them, want good for them, And therefore, when I see wrong behavior, to help them make that change for their good, with all that intention, then that's going to be good for me if I do it in that way. If the whole purpose of doing it is something different, there's nafs involved in it, it's not a good deed. It's not a good deed. Once we do this, then comes the stage of seeing that this is a point that a person in their heart make that change. Then we get to action. It's important to recognize, first of all, that change occurring in that person. Try to read, first of all, try to read, as we were saying, try to read their behavior and don't expect to see change in behavior in regard to that topic. Look for the change in their heart towards that action. If you see that change has happened, then recognize that. Know that, okay, progress has been made. The other thing is, have well thoughts, good thoughts about that person. Think that it is having an impact. Don't think that it's not. Even if sometimes they say something or they do something that it shows that it's probably not, it hasn't, I'm not sure, but it doesn't seem like it has. Well, think well, inshallah, it's had a little bit of impact. Keep trying, until you get signs that, okay, that element of feeling of the person in their heart towards that action has changed. Once you get that, that is an accomplishment. The hadith says that's basic tawbah. That means forgiveness of the past deeds that had happened. Well, the past has been erased. Okay, well, that's a great accomplishment. And the reason why we say acknowledge this and see that, hope for it, assume that it is moving in that direction, as soon as you see it, recognize it, knowing that is going to impact how you're going to behave towards them from that point onwards. If you think they haven't made accomplishments yet, you can give up sooner. If you think, oh, there's no accomplishment, I've said it so many times, no accomplishment. Well, they changed, their heart changed about it. That's a huge accomplishment right there. Not for me, for them. I am going, it's an accomplishment to try to help that person, whether that person changes or not. The Prophet spent 13 years in Mecca, barely anybody changed. Medina, he didn't forget them. When he came back and conquered Mecca, he didn't say, oh, you guys, this, that, the other, you didn't listen to me. Now let's... No. Again, he opened the doors for them to come. 23 years. So accomplishment for me is the help that I'm giving. That's all. For them, that change is a big accomplishment. It's a big accomplishment. Once we recognize that as an accomplishment in their behavior, we need to understand if it's something that's developed after a while, we've caught on to this behavior, which is a lot of times where we're talking about, you know, making a tawbah. If the person didn't know it's wrong, and as soon as we saw them doing it, like, you know, you shouldn't be doing that, like, oh, this is wrong, they changed that. That's not even really tawbah, because before that, they didn't know it was wrong. So they didn't do any sin. It wasn't a sin for them. They didn't know it was wrong. Once they learn it's wrong, so when we're talking about tawbah, it's about someone who knew it's wrong, engaged in it, now it's become something I learned about, I want to change that. Changing that back to a different, or back, changing that into a new pattern of behavior, where the person doesn't do that, is not going to be something that will happen too fast in many cases. Many cases. Shouldn't expect, okay, they changed in their heart, they changed, then they're not going to do this again. No. Just look at ourselves. There's so many times that we've decided to change, but then it's hard. You know, it's difficult for us to change. You want to help them? You got to let them work with that. Try to avoid it. Don't be too pushy to make sure you eliminate every instance of that sin from the behavior of this person. And every time you see it, like, lash out. Like, you did it again. It's like, first of all, don't investigate. Assume they're not doing it. If you saw it, ignore it. Ignore it in the sense of don't react to that action. You're still part of the process of making that change in the person's behavior, making a complete tawbah. don't react to that particular behavior then. Continue the process of trying to change that person at another time, not soon after, not again right after. Watch, see, did it happen again? Assume it's not happening, it was just that one time. If it happened again, be patient. If it happens a few times, it feels like, okay, maybe he's going back, or these are too many errors, he will go back if he's not planning on going back to what he was and change his heart back again. You see a number of instances without investigating, without looking out, then it's good to start reminding again, start doing something, helping them out. This is a lengthy process. Lastly on this, we have to ask Allah for help, and we have to do tawassul to the Ahlul Bayt. Salamullah alayhim ajma'in. Allah is the one who guides, and the Ahlul Bayt are the ones that God has sent as guides. That's why you need to ask Allah. I can't guide. Allah can guide. And Allah has sent the Ahlul Bayt as guides. He said, this is the process. This is how you are guided. These are the people that you go to for guidance. They are my creations for guidance. There's water for quenching your thirst. If you're thirsty, have water. I quench your thirst, but through that water, I created water with that property. When you're cold, get firewood, coal, something, natural gas. I put all these different methods, electricity, to create heat, all these different various natural and man-made, that's also God-given, ways of heating yourself up. God heats you up. He said, I've created these for you to go to when you're cold. That's how you warm yourself up. I warm you up, but you go through to the tools that I have created for that. For food, similarly, for clothing, similarly. So God is the one who does that. Then he's created a creation that he has given it the property of fulfilling that need. The need of guidance is fulfilled with the Ahlul Bayt, salamullah alayhim ajma'in. God created them for that. The Holy Prophet, Fatima al-Zahra, Amir al-Mu'mineen, Hassanain, and the nine children of Imam al-Husayn, salamullah alayhim ajma'in. They are God's creations for guidance. You go to Allah for guidance, and you go to the tool, the instrument, the means through which, or the means that God has given that property of guidance to, you go to the Ahlul Bayt. That tawassul is very effective, very important. In fact, as we said, it's necessary. Without this, it's not going to happen. At least we didn't tap into the right resources. It's like someone who's thirsty, and then instead of going to get a cup of water, they're trying to look for some acid. They think they're looking for the acid. So their effort isn't leading to them getting water. If while they're in the process of looking for this acid, that if they find it's actually going to kill them, God puts someone in their way that gives them a cup of water and they're thirst is quenched. That's God's doing. It's not their. God saved them from their own hand. If we don't go to the right sources, then our work, our efforts will not lead to that effect. If God is merciful, despite my problems, my shortcomings, me not going to the ones that He has created for that purpose, and then He sends them anyway, well, that's His mercy, not my doing. Inshallah, we hope that we're able to be part of this process. First of all, ourselves always repenting and correcting our own behavior, even in regards to those who we are trying to change their behavior. Sometimes part of our behavior towards them is wrong. That requires tawbah from us. Always try to find that and try to do tawbah, repent, change our behavior. And then also be caring towards other people. Care about other people. And part of that care is to try to help them do tawbah, and we hope that we're involved in the process that the Imam of our time really is leading, and he's guiding all these people, and he's causing all the people to do tawbah. We hope that we're his soldiers in that, and we help a couple of people as well, inshallah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to hasten the return of our Imam. We ask him to help us be his true and close companions. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help everyone who is helping his cause, especially our ulama, our maraja, and more so our leader. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us all of our sins. We ask him to forgive our parents, our grandparents, our relatives, all believers, those who are alive, those who passed away. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to relieve all the people of the world of the pandemic, to grant all believers their hajat, their needs, their requests. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to relieve all people from their hardships and difficulties, and we ask him to relieve all the people of the world of the oppressions they're facing. Min Nabi wa alihi rahimallah man qara al-fatihata ma'as-salawat. Allahumma salli.